Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Board Games Daily, your daily dose of tabletop gaming discussion on Anchor. Now welcome your hosts, Jeremiah Isley, Scott Firestone, and AJ Skifstad.
Hey everyone, welcome to another day of Board Games Daily. I'm Jeremiah Isley. Thanks for tuning in. Got some stuff coming at you today, including the weekly topic on Wednesday. It used to be Topic Tuesday, but now it's Topic Wednesday. I don't know. That doesn't work. Anyway, so we'll be talking about that. We're talking about conventions this week for our topic. Also, AJ and I will do our first impression of Crusaders, Thy Will Be Done from Tasty Minstrel Games. We had a different experience than Scott did, so you might want to stick around for that. If you heard his take, if you didn't, you can go back, a week or so, and listen to Scott Firestone's first impression of the game and compare the two. We think it's a little bit different. Actually, I know it's a little bit different. So there's that. Don't forget, Tiny Epic Contest is still happening. You can get in on that by going to theologyofgames.com. Click the enter the contest button, and there's lots of ways you can enter. You can do it every day, so make sure you do it early and often. Don't forget also, if you want to get in on the conversation that we're having, today we're talking about board game conventions and what's so great about them. I think they're great, personally. And if you want to do that and be a part of the show, you can call 216-352-3864. And what else do I need to tell you? I think that's it for now. Again, thanks for tuning in. Let's get on with the show.
You can be more than just a listener. If you're listening via the Anchor app, you can be a part of the discussion by using the voice message feature. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Download the app and join the conversation today.
Hey everybody, AJ here with the topic of the week. We've got convention season right around the corner, so I thought it might be fun today to talk about our favorite reason for going to conventions. Now, we're talking gaming conventions. If I don't specify that, Jeremiah might go on a rant about Home and Garden all day. So we've got to make sure we're talking about gaming conventions here. Okay, so I've been going to Origins for almost 10 years now. Maybe it has been that long. I think my first go might have been in 2008 or 9. So yeah. In any case, we're talking, what is our favorite reason for going? And you'd say the answer's simple, games. Well, duh, yeah, that's why we go to gaming conventions. But what is your ultimate reason? Do you have something that you like and or enjoy doing more than anything else when you go to a gaming convention? I know for me, when I started going to gaming convention or to Origins years ago, I was just getting new into gaming as it was, and I was just loving the learning experience, finding out just everything that happens at a convention and getting to know some of these publishers, but also just finding out what was kind of like just new for me. Everything was new for me. So, I mean, for you, maybe you like to meet with publishers or designers. Maybe you like to meet with artists. Maybe you like joining in tournaments, trying to win some tournaments. Maybe you like just figuring out what's new or the sweet deals that they have. You know, a lot of times you can get that package deal with the playmat, the expansion, and the base game for a really low price. It could be all sorts of reasons like that, or even just networking. So what is it for me? I think for me, my favorite part of going to convention now is probably finding that little hole-in-the-wall publisher. Maybe they didn't even have a Kickstarter, but they've got a really great game. Maybe they had the capital to fund their game, and they've got a really great game that's just kind of hiding in the corner somewhere, and they're just waiting to be discovered. And there have been so many years where I've found this before. I found, in my first year, I found a game company called Small Box Games. They made a game called Omen, Reign of War. This game has been re-implemented like four or five times now. I can't remember. Cloudus is his name. Designed the game. I found it. I bought it. I like it. It's in a little VHS box. That's how he packaged the game originally. And now the game's pretty big. People like the game a lot. It's been redone. It's in beautiful box now with all sorts of expansions and stuff. I also found a couple years ago, I found a little game designer or a game publisher called Gameland Games. They were releasing a game called Dungeon Heroes. And I said to a couple of my buddies, I said, you've got to go out and go over and check out Dungeon Heroes. It looks like a really cool game. It's a little 10-minute dungeon crawl, and it's really, really cool. One person plays as the DM, the other as the heroes. And now, if you know anything about Gameland Games, they have a huge line of games, the Tiny Epic series, as well as Heroes in Land, Air, and Sea, a giant 4X game. So I love going to game conventions to find that publisher who hasn't quite made it yet, but who just might be on the brink of making it. And that's just kind of fun for me to just try and find something new and something that's hidden that, you know, nobody else has really discovered yet, but they're about to. So for me, it's finding that hidden publisher. And what is it for you? We want to hear from you. That's it for now. Check you later.
This one is fresh off the game table. It's time for more board game buzz as Board Games Daily gives you a first impression of the latest games to hit our tables.
Hey everyone, Jeremiah here, and I'm here with AJ. How's it going, AJ?
Going pretty good, pretty good. We just had a good game night, so yeah.
It was okay. It was all right.
I really enjoyed it.
So. No, we wanted to come and give you a first impression of Crusaders. I know Scott did this a little while ago, but AJ and I got to sit down and play Crusaders Thy Will Be Done from Seth Jaffe and Tasty Minstrel Games. So real quick, when I say Crusaders, you say...
Awesome. I really love the game. I would have loved to come up with something much much better in that moment, but I thought it was really, really cool. I liked building this mechanism of this kind of technology that's opening up as you're putting your buildings out and you're moving across Europe, going Eastern and doing these crusades. Now, the game itself, I guess, thematically, tastefully, it's kind of poor, but historically, it's very accurate and very fun if you're doing it from a historical perspective. And it was really neat to just see how everything, I just felt like everything played real well. Nothing felt super wonky or anything. What are your first impressions?
I think I would agree. You know, the theme is a little dark. You know, it's a little more of a darker time in history or whatever, but the action was very, I guess, what's the word? It was very obscured. It wasn't like, oh, I have to take out my sword and go behead a bunch of infidels. It was, oh, do I have enough points to get rid of that token on the board? Yeah, I do. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do.
It felt more like conquering territories than it did like killing people. So.
Yeah, it felt more like area control than genocide.
Exactly. We tell ourselves things in gaming.
right. But again, all in all, so here's I guess, my take on it. Scott said that the end of the game really fizzled out, and it was just like, oh, well, let's take another action. Because there's these points we have to get rid of. Now, we played with four players. I don't remember. Did Scott play with four players?
Not sure.
I don't remember either. But he said, oh, there's just all these extra points left over. And it just kind of fizzled out and didn't end really well. I felt our game was tense to the very end.
Oh, yeah.
We were hoping that certain players wouldn't do certain things so that you would get another turn and get some more points. It seemed to me that it really moved really quickly, was paced well, and again, it was tense to the end.
We saw the end coming, and we definitely were playing for our last turn, every turn in those last three. We were like, this could probably be it. So what are we going to do to maximize our points? And like you said, Jeremiah, the game was awesome because it was paced so well. It just felt super smooth. And what do you call it? Is it a rondel or a rondel?
So, yeah, it's a rondel, but it had that Mancala kind of feel where you'd select an action and all the tokens there gave you strength for that action. And then
you distribute those one at a time at the pieces that go around on the rondel. Yeah, I thought mechanically it was really clean. It was really, there wasn't much fat to trim on that. You know, it wasn't like, oh, there's just all this fiddliness and there's all this stuff to keep track of. You had a couple things that gave you bonuses by playing, you know, building buildings and things like that. And then you just tried to manage where your tokens landed so you could do the actions you wanted to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think everything in the game was very smooth. And I think our only things that we probably didn't really like about the game too much was just setup. And I had some problems with the colors. I didn't like some of the colors, but if that's the worst thing, the components were awesome. The boards together so nicely.
And I love the custom meeples for the knights.
The cutout tiles. And great components. I just didn't care for the colors. That's a personal thing. And
I like the colors.
Setup was personally. A little.
But all right, so there it is. We're going to get out of here for now, but that's our first impression. I guess it's our second first impression here on Board Games Daily of Crusaders from Tasty Minstrel Games. Check it out. It's available now. I think it's everywhere. I think it's in retail now, so you can check it out wherever you buy your hobby gaming. So, all right, we're going to get out of here.
See you later.
Well, that's it, everybody. That's all the time we've got for today. Thanks again for tuning in. I just want to remind you of a couple things before we get going. Today on the blog, if you go to theologyofgames.com, click on the blog link there at the top. It's just, I think it's labeled Theology of Games, actually, or it'll be on the home screen. We posted a review of Freedom, the Underground Railroad. I believe we've talked about that here. I've also done a review of it on That's How I Roll a few weeks ago. Check that out. Great game from Academy Games. The link is in the show notes. You can click that and be taken right to it. And you can read our review and our thoughts there of that game. You can also, again, be a part of the show. Tell us what you think of this week's topic. Tell us what you think of our first take on Crusaders. Have you played it yet? Let us know by calling 216-352-3864. Of course, you can always just call that and ask us questions, leave us comments or feedback or advice or your favorite pumpkin pie recipe. Whatever you want to do, go ahead and call the number. And again, don't forget, our good friends have provided us with a wonderful prize over at Gameland Games. So you can get in on that contest. Head over to theologyofgames.com, click enter the contest, and find all the ways that you can enter early and often. All right, that's it for today. Thanks again for tuning in. For my co-host, AJ Skifstad and Scott Firestone, I'm Jeremiah Isley saying today is a great day to play a game. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks for joining us today. Board Games Daily is powered by TheologyofGames.com. Don't forget to head over to TheologyofGames.com to check out all we have to offer, including written reviews, our YouTube channel, and two other podcasts. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening, and go put a game on the table.